What other Catholic nuts are there besides peanuts and pecans?
There's chestnuts. They go mostly up north, though. They don't have many of those down south.
What other kind of nut comes off of a hard, hardwood?
You're talking about acorns? And then the hickory trees have hickory nuts.
Walnuts?
Yeah, walnuts, hickory nuts.
Okay. What would you call the shell on a walnut? The
hull.
Say walnut again for me.
The walnut.
And there's a kind of nut that you find in Hershey bars, chocolate bars sometimes. You know what I'm talking about there?
Peanuts and
starts with an A.
Almonds.
Say that again.
Almonds. And cashews.
Those are good too. Well, what about the kind of fruit that grows in Florida and a lot of them out in California that they get juice from?
Well, that's the citrus fruit. The oranges and lemons and tangerines and grapefruit.
Okay. Suppose that we had some oranges sitting on the table and they were real good and they were all eaten. You would say the oranges are
all gone.
What about little red vegetables that are peppery?
Radishes.
And what are we trying to grow out in our yards right now, the other kind of red vegetable? Yes.
Peppers and tomatoes. Tomatoes.
Was there ever a name for the little tomatoes? What would you call small ones?
The little salad tomatoes.
Well, along with meat, we like to serve what?
Vegetables and bread.
What's the most popular kind of vegetable you serve with meat usually? A lot of people like to have mashed
potatoes.
Or they like to have a baked.
Baked potato.
What about the kind of potatoes of yellow meat?
That's the yams.
And
sweet potato.
Okay. What about the vegetable that has a strong odor and makes you cry when you peel it?
Onions.
And the little fresh ones, the little fresh onions that you eat raw sometimes.
The little shallots.
What did you call them again?
Shallots.
Shallots.
And the little green onions.
You ever call them spring onions?
Yeah, we have spring onions. You can plant them in the fall and they'll grow all the winter.